Hi, my name is Amin Parker. Imagine someone wants to leave New York and take a vacation in Florida. But this person needs to change currencies before and after the vacation. That will make matters more complicated. Or a businessman goes from South Carolina to Chicago to sign a contract to sell cotton. But the contract also needs to address the issues of having different currencies between the two states. That is also bad for businesses. Establishing a single currency and a single regulation between different landscapes encourages trade. In foreign commerce, currencies represent a large portion of the pain for the import and export processes. The unification is especially useful in the European context, where countries are so cramped together. You have situations like the Netherlands and Belgium, you know, very close quarters. If not for the euro, this house will have to use Belgian franc in the kitchen and Dutch guilder in the living room. They would need separate wallets when going to the grocery shop at the start of the street and the other one at the end of it. Conspiratorialists will say creating a single currency is the work of evil, creating a monstrous entity that controls everyone and everything. In reality, it just makes things easier for people when crossing the borders. My name is Amin Parker, and that's all that I got for now. Until next time, have a nice day.